I think that preferring to leave your bike in the middle of the pavement, which is what a lot of them do, rather than walking 2 minutes to, is a bit inconsiderate. I would say it's quite inconsiderate. People in Camden, disabled people in Camden, and quite a lot of people in general, they're really not happy with how it's panning out. And yes, there are parking spaces, and yes, Camden's just signed this new deal with Lime and so forth. Before that, they had a memorandum of understanding and parking spaces. But they're far too often ignored, these parking spaces, and they're parked right across the pavement, all over the place. They're parked in cars' parking spaces where cars need to back out. I live in Lambeth, so this is just purely my own observation now, rather than talking. And it is terrible. I mean, I was coming back from Brixton the other day. I don't know if you know Brixton, and I was coming to the point where Brixton meets up with Kennington Park. If that, I don't know if that means anything to you. But where, so it's the end of Brixton Road, basically. And there was a sea of Lime bikes, a sea of them parked all across the pavement, all the way across. So, I mean, pedestrians were having to thread and weave their way through these bikes. I see them in front of the park. So, whatever Lime is saying about what great arrangements you've got in place with councils, it's not working well enough by a long shot. I would put that to you. It's
Sorry to hear about that experience. Look, we know that pavement obstructions like that are not acceptable. We're working with Lambeth to put in place dedicated parking at the moment. So at the moment, there is nowhere specifically you can leave a bike, a shared e-bike in Lambeth. By the end of summer, start of autumn, we'll have a full bay network in Lambeth, and then users will be required to leave bikes in specific locations in the same way as they are as Camden. And that should significantly improve the parking behaviour you're seeing.
But what about Camden, though, Hal? Because in Camden, they do have those arrangements in place, and I think Camden has built the bays. But kind of as we were just saying before, if they're not close enough for riders' liking, they don't bother to park them in those spaces. And what's really aggravating for pedestrians is that even if you don't park in the right place, Hal, you could bother to pin to shift it up against a wall or up against a curb, but people just leave them going crossways across the pavement, sometimes multiple numbers of them. I don't. I'm not sharing your positive view of Lime riders' attitudes and behaviour.
I understand that. One thing I would say is that regardless of where you are in London, you're required to take a photo of how you've left your bike. And we review all of those photos. We have a specific photo review team that does that. And more often than not, when you see those really egregious examples of parking, when someone parks directly across a pavement, completely obstructing it, it is not actually the user that's done that. The user may have parked to one side, and what you get is antisocial behavior or attempted misuse, where someone then messes with the bike and moves the position a bit. And we know that because we get a report of a bike that's been left like that across the pavement. And then we go back and check the last entrant photo, and it was actually parked by the rider neatly to one side and has been moved since that point, if that makes sense.
It does, although respectfully, I'm not sure about, because I've seen them with my own eyes, park them and just leave them in the middle of the pavement. I mean, I haven't seen every single one, obviously, and my observations are only a small snapshot. Have a look at the story that we did on the site, because it's got lots of photos of how they're parked, and so I don't know if I buy that. But even if it's somebody else coming along, which I'm not sure I believe that it is, the fact is, this is creating the opportunity for people to do that.